This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with another edition of, this is our, I think, 10 or 11 years we've been together, an anniversary of sorts. Jack, has it been maybe more than that? I don't remember. The first, I was doing a station visit to K-Talk in Salt Lake City. And Jack was there at the reception. I had come to do a little dog and pony show, and I met Jack, and we started talking about things, and I, for some reason or other, I was complaining about something bothering me, and he said, "You can come to my clinic, and I'll fix that." And yeah. You know what? He did. I did. I went over to the clinic with you, I think, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
After we got done there?
Right from the radio station to the clinic.
Right, exactly.
And you were on during my normal broadcast time, so I was there anyway to make sure all the equipment worked.
Yep.
And the caterers took care of you.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. You were there. Yeah, sort of the major domo.
You were the biggest celebrity to come along since George Bush Jr. in 2000.
Did he have the same buffet that I did?
No, he was just running for the office of president back then.
Yes, right. So I'm running for nothing. I'm just trying to keep information flowing. Thus, the beginning of our conversation this week, which, as with so many other conversations regarding your health and well-being, Jack is, by the way, a Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife Mary, and helps hundreds of people every week. Actually, I would say thousands because of his outreach. There's a program that he has, all kinds of things. We ought to explain, Jack, at some point during the program,
yes,
what you're doing for outreach. But in the meantime, the whole focus on the coronavirus and how it seems to have overtaken not just medical news, but news in general, and it may or may not be that we're getting appropriate information. There's so much info, one only can wonder what is right and what is wrong, what works for you. There is a story floating around today that Oxford University, the medical biological department there, has developed a vaccine or is farther along than any other. I thought that was interesting. They must have funding from a drug company, though, don't you think?
Oh, sure.
In order to do the research,
sure,
and come up with a product. At any rate, they're supposedly closer than anybody else. So one would also wonder if that's the case, and we have a vaccine that supposedly will work and work on many different types of these viruses. Is it a virus that the thing that I remember reading more than anything else this weekend about the about corona is the debate as to whether it is a bacteria or whether it is a virus. And so in order to intelligently discuss that for a moment or two, the differences, and I know we've explained this before, Jack, but would you please take a couple of minutes to explain once again to people who may not remember or haven't heard what the difference is between a bacteria growth and a viral growth?
Well, bacteria are alive. Viruses are not alive.
Mm-hmm.
And size-wise, a virus can be anywhere to 100 to 1,000 times smaller than a bacteria. If you could imagine the biggest house that you've seen in a long time, that house from Downton Abbey, that, you know, that up there on that hill, that beautiful home.
Yeah,
and then
right.
Just imagine a child's little pedal car sitting out in front of the front door. That's kind of the size relationship between the bacteria and the virus. And when I say viruses aren't alive, there's something that comes out of the cell. There's something that you can spread from one person to the next that will cause a cell to replicate them. They can't replicate themselves. They have no respiratory system, no excretory system, no nervous system, no skeletal system, no body design, except this solid piece of material that has a little tiny strand of RNA in it.
So how does it survive then?
Well, it doesn't survive in the sense that a bacteria will multiply itself and thrive on the environment in which it lives. Viruses can be spread through coughing, sneezing, that kind of stuff. We know that. But when they get inside the body either has the ability, depending on the health of the terrain itself, the health of the tissue, to deal with this thing or to multiply it itself. But it's the cell that's doing it, not the virus. Viruses are not alive.
The cell in your body.
If it attacks your one cell. In this case, the COVID-19 has an affinity for ACE2 receptor sites inside the lungs, inside a lung cell. And when they were doing the initial studies of COVID-19 back in January, they were using cancerous lung cells in order to grow the bacteria. But that's not the right way to say it, although that's what they say inside the news and stuff, because you don't grow it. It gets inside the cell, and the cell sees this, and it sees it as a problem, and it makes more of them. And you would think, well, that's kind of crazy. No, it's a messaging system. It's a messaging system to the rest of the body. Danger, danger. We've got to do something about this invasion that's taking place. And if you have a strong immune system, for instance, according to the California Department of Public Health, as of last Saturday morning, how many children in California under the age of 17 or 18 have succumbed and died to COVID? Zero.
As I'm saying, not many.
Not one child, according to the California Department of Public Health, has died to COVID-19 since this whole thing started, because they have very resilient, strong immune systems. They haven't lived the lifestyle that most of the rest of us have that will stunt the immune function inside of our bodies, usually from environmental poisons. So the big difference between the two: bacteria can reproduce by themselves. They have DNA inside of them. They have a blueprint for life. Viruses do not have DNA.
All right. When we continue, I want to understand the relationship between germs and bacteria or viruses, because that is a third ingredient that I think people don't. They think the virus is a germ, or they think the bacteria is a germ. Does it come from germs? Let's answer those questions. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder: when it comes to your immune system, the best way to have a strong immune system is to eat well and get enough rest. So if you've joined the millions of people, if not tens of millions of people, in our country and around the world, because this program is heard in countries outside of America, so this message is for all of you, no matter where, for all of us. When you're in bed, are you going right to sleep? Are you having a restful sleep? Are you doing, like in the morning when you wake up, are you doing calisthenics? You feel like you're on top of the world, or are you really dreading getting out of bed because you didn't sleep well? If you need to have the right feel to your experience in bed, you got to have a good pillow, mattress topper, sheets, all that stuff. And guess what? They all come from the same place and made in America. That's MyPillow.com. The folks at MyPillow make all of these things in America, machine washable, dryable, and that includes, that's what they're known for, the pillows, matter of fact. And buy with confidence. Get a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's something that so many people, when they hear these announcements, they make it to the website fast so they can get theirs and you can get yours. Right now, you have the BOGO deal going on with all the things at the Radio Listener Specials page, and financing available as well. It's MyPillow.com for the best rest. The pets that you have would like to have a MyPillow bed as well. You can get them those. They're all on sale. Buy one, get one free. The BOGO deal continues at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on bill, one leases. See dealer for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with sign and glide on water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here with the difference now for you to understand between germs, viruses, bacteria. I started by asking Jack to differentiate between viruses and bacteria. So now let's go one step further and talk about germs.
Well, germs are a more general term. Germs can refer to bacteria, can refer to viruses. But remember, inside of us, most of the life inside of us isn't even human. If you go cell by cell, it's the parasites, it's the fungi, it's the bacteria, it's the what's called the virome, the life of viruses inside of us. I shouldn't use the word life. The presence of viruses inside of us, the presence of all the bacteria that exist in the gut. And sometimes germ is used as a relative term, it kind of in a bad sense. Oh, it's got germs on it, like somehow that's bad for you. Well, there's bad germs. And again, it depends on the soil of the body. Two people can be exposed to a pathogenic germ, whether it's a viral element or a bacterial or a mold or whatever else. One of them has a resilient immune system that destroys it on contact. The other one has a very sluggish immune system. And so it can take root in the tissues of that sicker person and cause an awful lot of problems. So germ kind of, it has a negative connotation, although there are good germs. There are germs that you want inside of you that determines the health of your gut, what we refer to as the microbiome, that's becoming a real buzzword in healthcare anymore, even in the medical world. Mm-hmm. But we always think about, well, don't be so germy, or it's just another germ, or as though it is something that's bad. And in the media today, we think of germs as something bad. So when you take your bottle of Lysol and you start spraying it all over everything,
Get those germs!
We got to get those bad germs. Well, there's good germs there present, taking care of the bad germs. And the Lysol isn't killing the virus because the virus isn't alive in order for it to be killed.
I've insisted that people who come, I'm very COVID compliant at my farm when people come visit.
Sure.
One of the things that we set up was a hot water tank and soap for people if they feel to when they're fiddling with the animals and then they go get an ice cream. Do they want to clean their hands up? Sure. Go ahead. You don't know. I mean, the animals aren't going to make you sick. Matter of fact, they probably enhance, like they did me, your own system. But it's up to you to experience what you want to experience. So, by the way, the focus of germs is the substance of podcast 200 at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the germ theory of disease, not accurate. I want to get Jack to extrapolate a little bit more from that as we continue here. You're listening to this week's version of Good Day Health. In this hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Jack is here. We lovingly call him Dr. Jack. Is the board-certified GAPS practitioner practicing in Salt Lake, along with being a Nuka chiropractor, which means that he concentrates on your upper spine, your shoulders, your neck, that sort of thing, to cure what ails you, if you will. So we've been talking about this podcast that you have that's posted at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You and your wife, Mary, talk about the germ theory of disease and how it doesn't really ring true, and I certainly understand it, because I think germs are what has kept me as healthy through my life, my immune system, growing up on the farm, being around lots of germs and lots of everything, bacteria. Who knows what I stuck in my nose or my mouth when I was, and I still do, frankly, around the animals, around the farm, around soil, all of those things and many other things have germs. But our idea, I think you're pointing out, I think your message here, Jack, is that we have, because of what we've been taught in school erroneously and in the news media, we're afraid of germs, and I think you're trying to tell us we ought not to be.
You look at the fact that when you and I were little kids, 1.2%, according to the CDC, of children had a chronic problem. 1.2. Today it's over 54%.
Unbelievable.
Because we've changed the terrain. Now, at the time, Pasteur came out with some of his ideas that germs cause disease, because they would find somebody with typhoid, and they would find a particular bacteria inside of these people growing in a large percentage, and they had good microscopes back then. I mean, we're talking 140 years ago. They had very good microscopes. They had very good understanding of bacteriology and cellular physiology. They knew pretty well how things worked for the most part. And so when they would find a particular bacteria growing in a person who, say, had tuberculosis or had pneumonia or something like this, they say, oh, that's the bug that caused it. But the problem is that they would find that bug in people who didn't have the disease. So Claude Bernard, who was a contemporary of Louis Pasteur, also a Frenchman, who was the only medical person of his day to ever get the award of the highest award that they give the citizens. You know, like something on the level of
military.
The
Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Something like that. He was the only person in healthcare to ever get that from the French government because of the advances he had made in understanding bacteria. And I.M. Sechikov, who was Russia's greatest physiologist, who was also working in Paris at the time, both of them are saying, hey, wait, hold on here a minute. It's the soil, it's the health of the body that determines whether this bacteria is going to overgrow. And then, of course, when you get a large population of the bacteria, the byproducts of that bacteria, because they are alive, is very toxic to the body as well. I mean, this bacteria is going to poop inside of you, and that poop is very toxic. But you have that bacteria in you all the time. We could do a throat swab on you, on me, on Al, on everybody else that has anything to do with this show, and you're going to see, if you amplify the sample enough, as they're doing with the COVID testing, you're going to find almost everything that we've ever known about present inside the tissue. But how strong is the body's ability to keep it at bay? So when we say the germ theory of disease is not true, germs are very important, both the good and the bad. We want to try to keep the bad at bay, but that's the job of your immune system, not your Lysol spray.
Yeah, well, I think I've done a lot of it, but I'm fully on board with soap and hot water because of what it does to neutralize and get through the fat layer. You've told me that. You've explained that to me, and so we've explained that to the audience as well, how to keep clean, keep away from the COVID, use hot water and soap. Coming up in the next half hour of our version, this week's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack, focus on how to keep your teeth and gum unproblematic. So stay tuned for that up next here on this week's Good Day Health with Jack Stockwell.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats responding to the Trump administration's memorandum that's aimed at preventing undocumented immigrants from being counted in the 2020 U.S. Census. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
This order isn't worth the paper it's printed on and will be struck down by the courts.
An administration official telling NBC News excluding undocumented immigrants, in his words, reflects a better understanding of the Constitution and democratic principles. Homeland Security says there have been 43 federal arrests in Portland, Oregon since the 4th of July. Acting Department Secretary Chad Wolf saying the protesting in that city has been hostile, and he maintains his stance that the agency acknowledges that people have a right to protest peacefully. And this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen. The focus on how to keep clean is something that continues to be a debate subject. I was mentioning on the air and off the air what I'm doing at my farm to keep people clean. If they choose, use soap and water, hot water, soap, do the 20-second thing, and it'll go a long way toward keeping you clean. Better than the sprays and other stuff that's out there as Jack's tried to explain a number of times, there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. Those sprays kill everything.
Yep.
And so you're keeping yourself from having the benefit of the good bugs by succumb to the advice of the crazies in the news media, and then what do you have to show for it? You're still going to get sick. All right. Next up, tooth growth development. The gums are the most important thing. Most people don't pay any attention to the health quotient of their gums. They know that they don't want them to bleed. They don't like receding gums. But they don't really know how important gums are to one's overall health. Want to explain?
Well, remember, I think we've talked about this on the show before, the dentists of 100 years ago were the nutritionists.
Right.
Because they knew that the condition of your teeth was the perfect presentation of the condition of bone in the rest of the body. The condition of your gums in the sense of being scurvy-ridden or something like that, also was indicative of what was going on in the tissue inside of the body. It's just like leaky gut or Crohn's or irritable bowel. It's nothing. It's not a whole lot more than just scurvy of the gut wall. In other words, the breakdown of whole food vitamin C allows the blood vessels to rupture and fall apart, and that's where the most gum disease comes from. So the supplement of the week, Biodent, I take it. I chew up about four of them in the morning, maybe six. But it's for tooth growth, for development, and repair. So we really emphasize it for children who are still developing their teeth, mm-hmm. and especially the ones that haven't come in yet. So we're talking about, you know, prepubertal children. But also for adults, because even though your enamel is kind of hard set and doesn't change a whole lot, you talk to a good biological dentist and they'll say, oh, no, you give your body the raw material it needs, it will lay down heavier enamel. And enamel is the hardest the substance inside of your body.
Well, if you don't, you know, you hear me talk about power swabs, which exactly. is a way for you to clean the stains off. The thing that they touted, power swabs, is that it does not attack your enamel.
Yes.
It preserves the enamel, thus preserves the dentin, and that's kind of, that is the beginning, if you're an adult, of gum problems. If you're eating away at the enamel and the tooth decay begins, it just spreads. And now, so with Biodent, you were talking about being excellent for children, and does it help prevent cavities?
Yes. Yes. Now, remember, teeth are dynamic, just like the bones in your body.
Yeah.
The dentin that you just mentioned is underneath the enamel, and it is turning over. It grows or it decays depending on the health of the rest of the body. The bacteria that usually causes cavities is Streptococcus viridans, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has it in their mouth, but not everybody has cavities developing at any particular time because of the overall health, again, of the immune system and the food choices. And as you said earlier, clean water, good exercise, enough sleep so the body can repair, because that's when most of the repair takes place, is when you're sleeping at night. And if you give your teeth what they need in the sense of raw materials from Mother Nature, which is what Biodent is, it will help to restore that, as well as muscle and bone and skin throughout the whole body. But it supports bone remodeling, whether it's your hip joint, your knee joint, or the bones that are coming out of your jawbone, your teeth.
How do many of these supplements find their target? Because they are targeted sometimes to blood, sometimes to skin, whatever it is that we're talking about. In this case, it's Biodent. But how does it identify and just benefit those areas? That seems like it takes an inordinate amount of research to figure out, okay, this is good for that purpose.
We, as you well know, we are made of scores of trillions of cells. Liver cells, heart cells, kidney cells, they all require a certain amount of similar forms of nutrition.
Yeah.
All the enzymes must be present. All the vitamins must be present. All the minerals must be present. But there are certain organs that are more dependent upon certain vitamins and certain minerals. The heart really needs the B vitamins and the E vitamins. We know that the retina of the eye really requires heavy doses of the A vitamins. Well, I don't mean heavy, but in relative to other things. Mm-hmm. However, your skin needs vitamin A. Your lungs need vitamin A, not just the eyes. Every cell in your body needs vitamin D. Every cell in your body needs vitamin C, although there's certain parts of the body that need more of that than others. So if you look at the ingredient list of, you know, a dozen different standard processed products, you're going to see a half a dozen things on there that's in every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Although some of them will have a little bit more of something as opposed to another particular supplement, because it's designed more for lung tissue, or designed more for the skin, or designed more for the ovary, or the thyroid, whatever. So because it's coming from Mother Nature, because at its heart and core is food itself, it has all the unknown factors that we've never even discovered yet. That may have much more implication and dynamic in our health and the repair and regrowth of tissue than the things that we have identified. For instance, the skin of the apple has tens of thousands of nutrients in it. most of which they've just they've been able to identify it chemically.
Yeah,
but they
the
haven't
problem,
researched it because there's no time.
Well, the problem is, now, I'm not buying that. What I'm buying is that people who don't peel the skin off of an apple, if it's conventionally produced apple that's been sprayed, they're going to get sick. And so that's something that
I'm always talking. I'm always talking organic. If I don't say organic, I'm always talking organic.
Yep. All right, so we continue. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on this week's Good Day Health. As usual, you were talking about Biodent and how it's important to have something like this to support your teeth and your gums. And I mentioned power swabs because they support as well the gum, the teeth. This is really important for people who are seasoned, who've been drinking coffee or tea, wine all their lives. Maybe you've smoked and you have the effects of that, all that stuff left on your teeth. They are yellow and ugly, frankly. I mean, let's talk the truth here. Your teeth are ugly, and they're not attracting people. If you're looking for a new job, maybe you're looking for, you know, it's not a lot of dating that's been going on in the last 6 or 7 months, but I know that you want to be your best, look your best, and this patented all-natural tooth detergent called Power Swabs is the one way in. Works in 5 minutes, no strips and trays. The stuff that is in there eats away at your enamel. The toothbrush, the toothpaste that lauded, oh, we'll make your teeth whiter, yeah, by eating away the enamel. Get rid of the stains. What you got left is an exposed tooth. You're going to get tons of cavities. Who needs that? With Power Swabs, you snap open the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. 5 minutes and you'll see your teeth are a couple of shades brighter. Keep that up over the course of a couple of months, and your fabulous smile will come back. I promise. PowerSwabs.com is the place to go to order the Power Swabs, originated by a dentist for his clients first, and then we all know the rest of the story. Use the code DJV10 to get 40% off the manufacturer's retail price, and then take another $10 off DJV10 when you're buying Power Swabs, and the satisfaction of use is guaranteed. If you don't like it, 30 days, send back the tube and get back your money. That's powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Continuing on now, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, our weekly visitation. I'm Doug Steffen. We've been talking about germs and disease and gums and all kinds of things that are important, cognizant for you. This is the general conversation without the coronavirus being something that we have to talk about, what we seem to. I wonder why it is in Sweden that they figured out that they haven't handled it well. As a matter of fact, there's a bit of info floating around as to Sweden becoming the example of how not to handle this. I thought we in America were the best example of how not to handle it.
Yeah,
but apparently,
so many things.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, we've become too big for our britches. Too many people can't be managed, all that stuff. So when somebody comes into your clinic, or let's say they've taken the symptom survey, if you don't know about that, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, check out the symptom survey, which is done by Jack Staff. You take 4 pages of info, answer the questions. It'll take you 15 minutes or so. And then they'll, with that info, they have a snapshot of you and your health.
Yeah.
And they can give you information as to how to correct things. If you have vagaries, then you take the
well,
to
it
that.
gives us a good baseline to start with when you do the symptom survey.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you come into the VIP program, at least the basic one, you can text us constantly. You send in the symptom survey, it gives us a baseline of where we can see where maybe most of the problems are coming from. We'll make some protocol suggestions. You might want to do this, you might not want to do that you've been doing. These are some things to look at that you can do right at home. We'll certainly make some supplement suggestions that will help to underscore, like the teeth that we were talking about. Maybe it's the lung, maybe it's the ovaries, mm-hmm. maybe it's the brain itself. All of them require very good nutrition, and we'll make some suggestions. Again, that's all free.
All right.
If you join the VIP program, then you can text us directly,
access.
And we can carry you further.
All right. Jack Stockwell and the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He produces a podcast every week, and we here, the production staff at it's called Stefan Multimedia, for those who never knew, and the executive producer is Bob Kay. I should give him credit. Al Peterson is the line producer. All these people are working to make sure you get the info. The last, most recent Good Day Health podcast is a discussion of the white fuzz that grows on fruit and what that does, should you worry about it or not, and also the facts about the virus, the coronavirus, how it does a number on your heart. It can, they all worry about the lungs, but it's very, very difficult to deal with if you have a weak heart, diabetes, all of that stuff. So check it out, our weekly podcast. It's available at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Both Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken Kronos each do an hour, but it's boiled down to about 30 minutes or so in the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. All right, so in terms of what really people, I was talking about Sweden being an example of how not to handle this, it's basically because they never imposed a lockdown, and they never have suggested people wear masks and do social distancing, and the places, whether it's this country or other places around the world where they've insisted on that, like down in Australia, they have a remarkable good clean record, Jack.
Well, there, you've got two different climates for one thing. That has an awful lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But also this. This is a typical coronavirus. It's been politicized to extremes. Coronaviruses last for about 2 years. This thing is going to be around till next summer, and then it's going to be gone, just like SARS and MERS and all the other coronaviruses that have showed up in the past. But look at Sweden's death rate. What they're not looking at is the infectious death rate, nor are they looking at herd immunity threshold. Two very important numbers.
So with that info, Jack, sort of speaking visually, you can imagine in that material what there is that we need to know. Jack, thank you. As we continue on this hour of Good Day Health, you can get the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. I'm Doug Stefan.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Now 53 past the hour, time for a continuing thread from Dr. Jack Stockwell in his clinic in Salt Lake City. How far are you from the Canadian border there? I don't know that I've ever...
Probably a good 800 miles.
Are you that far, really?
Yeah.
For some reason I thought that Salt Lake was closer to the Canadian.
Maybe 600. You can go all the way through Idaho and Montana from here.
Yeah. There. You... have in Utah a state that's pretty heavily devoted to agriculture. A lot of open land, even though there are a lot of mountains there. And so with that in mind, what is it that goes on in terms of agribusiness? Would you say that the farming business is family-oriented, or have you been inundated or overtaken by the big agribusinesses?
No, I'd say a significant portion of the farming in Utah is family, but most of the farming in Utah, if it's not corn for cattle, it is alfalfa for the cattle for the winter, for the winter crops.
Yeah.
So most farms in Utah try to get at least 4 harvests of alfalfa a year, but almost everywhere you look, that's what you're going to see with the big rotating irrigation arms out there.
There's a lot of that. There are many places out there also, and the further west and sometimes south you go from there, there are, besides alfalfa being grown and soybeans and corn, there are a lot of oats, because oats have become more a part of our diet. I noticed that this large Canadian agribusiness has stopped growing oats if they are sprayed with Glaucobunga from Monsanto, right?
Yeah, there's different applications of glyphosate. There's the pre-harvest glyphosate. There's the stuff that's sprayed as the stuff is put, the seeds are put into the ground. There's more stuff that's sprayed just before it's harvested as a desiccant to dry the stuff out as best they can. But Richardson
Stuff
International,
you're talking about the stuff, the pre-crop stuff, is what activates the Roundup, activates that. Supposedly,
yeah.
Anyway.
But the pre-harvest, the stuff they spray just before harvest, Richardson International, the largest agribusiness company in Canada, said, nope, that's enough. As of January of next year, we will not be accepting any oats that has been pre-harvest sprayed with glyphosate. And one of the heaviest breakfast cereals, or heaviest sprayed or heaviest content of glyphosate is Cheerios. And because this is the poisoning that's taking place on this planet because of glyphosate is becoming much more and more a widely known topic, especially in health circles.
Well, there are lots of cereals and breads that oats that have this stuff. This is just, it shows you how they have inveigled themselves into every food that is processed in order to make more grow. But then what's happening to your body when you eat this stuff?
Well, that's it. I mean, I can run off of, I've got a list right here in front of me. Institute for Responsible Technology. You might want to take a look at that. They go through almost every food that is processed by the various companies to show the glyphosate content. The Institute for Responsible Technology. And the various groups that underscore what their numbers are in their surveys and analysis of the various things. And I'm just looking at the Quaker oatmeal squares honey nut. The Quaker oatmeal squares brown sugar.
Yeah.
It just goes through the whole list showing these incredibly high numbers. Honey nut Cheerios, one of the most popular foods out there. 863 parts per billion of glyphosate.
You know what this does? It presents an opportunity for someone who's not using this stuff, if they're clever, to be selling their oats to General Foods, to Kellogg's, Quaker Oats, and because people are getting wise to this stuff.
Well, because of what the Richardson International in Canada has done, Kellogg's has started talking about doing the same thing, that they do not want to accept grains that have pre-harvest spraying of glyphosate.
Yeah, you'll see that trend continue.
Absolutely.
Speaking of trends, the trend for weight loss in our country, the safe weight loss process that comes from using Calitrin, continues to excite people, continues to be a focus because it has become America's number one choice. If you want to be healthy, we're talking about eating healthy, then the way you lose weight ought to be healthy as well, not some of the crazy stuff that is provided. This doesn't have any stimulants in it. Calitrin doesn't have any drugs in it. It is safe for the entire family. Excuse me. It is great. Liquid or capsules, lose the weight and keep it off. That's why you should choose Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, their website. Use the code DJV. No shipping charge. And you get the BOGO deal. Buy three, get three free. Lose that weight safely with Top Loss.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.